Hi, it's Deb. I know it's been a while since I have shared, and I apologize for that. And I really, really just felt compelled to speak into something that just happened because I have a feeling that this is something that happens for us a lot. And that is that you just did something that you feel bad about. Maybe you missed an appointment, maybe you spoke rudely to somebody, but you just did something and now you're sitting with some really icky feelings and you feel bad. And, you know, first, when that happens, because that literally just happened, I just did something and I feel really bad about it, and my instant impulse was to want to amend it, right? So I responded to the person and said, can I apologize to you? Can I amend this, essentially? And I didn't receive a response back. So then I get to sit with an unrequited attempt at an amends. And it's really interesting because in that, I got to see all the stuff that was coming up. So first of all, I kind of had this like, well, I tried, so there, it's on you now. You know, I kind of had this anger thing going on. And then a few moments later, I had this, well, maybe I'll just send a text anyway with some information that I think will be helpful to this person, even though it's unsolicited. But then I realized that that was me just trying to fix it and not feel so bad. And then I noticed myself trying to distract myself with other people to call and just kind of just get over it. Just focus on somebody else that you can help. Just go be in doing something else. And that wasn't really working either. And I had to eventually get to a place where I needed to acknowledge that I just felt bad. And so I sat there and I just turned to God and said, God, please help me just sit with this with you. Please show me how to sit with this in a healthy way. And as I sat there, what became clear to me was that while this person wasn't willing to receive an amends from me, God would be willing to receive an amends from me on behalf of this person. And so I made an amends to God on behalf of his child who I had offended. And then what struck me was something very interesting, because the hit that I got was the 7-step prayer, which is me giving myself, all of me, to God, the good and the bad, for God to use for maximum service and benefit for all. And what became clear to me was that I was acting on behalf of God, and I don't actually know, in the grand scheme of things, if that was all the way it was supposed to be. And what I got to sit with was, am I willing for this person to not like me or to judge me and to have this feeling, this kind of unmet need or desire within me to want to smooth it over and make it okay and be right in her books again and be right in the world again? Can I sit with the discomfort of that not being tied up with a little bow? Can I sit with the discomfort of the open loop and just trust that God's got it, that God's got me, that God's got her, and that whatever happened in that moment was perfect in God's plan, and that my selfish desire to make it feel good and juicy inside of me again might not actually happen? And it might, but it's beyond my control, and it's not really any of my business. And today is particularly interesting because I've been on both sides of this conversation. because this morning I received a call from someone in program who was making an amends to me. And I saw the value of being willing to be that person to pick up the phone, being willing to bear witness as somebody else shares their embarrassment, their shame, where they were out of integrity or alignment, and their deep, earnest desire to make right what's wrong. And I saw the power that we get in this program to be able to do both, to speak up, to own our stuff, and also to be willing to hear when somebody else needs to own up to their stuff so that we can all get free. So today I am so humbly grateful for the magic of this program, the magic of being able to weave with all of you in such an exquisite dance. And I just hope, I guess my blessing for all of us is that we continue to live each day and each moment with integrity and honesty. And that doesn't mean that our stuff isn't going to stink, if you know what I mean. That doesn't mean that we're all going to be perfect and do it perfect. And I don't think that that's what the point is. I do believe, though, that the point is to be honest and to make things right and to be willing to speak and to listen so that all of us can get free. So thank you so much for taking this time out and just sharing these few moments. I would love to hear your experience of making amends and of receiving amends and what you notice about this whole conversation and interaction that we have an opportunity to do as we walk hand in hand with our Creator. So thanks for listening, and bye for now.